Hey, back on Downtown Friday afternoon and back with us from Food Coma, our friend Joe Riccio here for this week's Shut Up and Eat. Joe, welcome back.
Hey, good to be back. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Oh, good. It's been very busy, but a very busy week.
I saw that. You did a little dinner. You were hanging out on 207 with Rob Caldwell. You're everywhere.
I know. It's kind of crazy. We did a little pop-up dinner in Buxton on Wednesday night. Kind of took over the Oak and Ember restaurant and did a big Asian menu. And we had like 100 people come in. It was pretty wild. But it went really well. It's kind of amazing when you get to kind of play head chef where you just like make food and then like this entire restaurant crew like serves it. Kind of like, oh, this is great. Like, I should do this for a living.
Well, you were on with Rob talking about hearty comfort foods, and I thought, well, let's just pick up on that and go. So where does that discussion begin?
I mean, I think the king of hearty comfort foods is spaghetti and meatballs, don't you?
Oh, man. You just warmed my heart as you said it.
Yeah. I mean, that and, like, you know, lasagna. I mean, I think those are, like, when I am, for lack of a better term, broken, for whatever, whether it's a self-induced or I've been sick or whatever, there is nothing I generally crave more than just a massive bowl of that.
Well, and obviously, you know, there's taste, there's mouth feel, there are flashbacks to childhood, whatever it might be. But I wonder too, are there ingredients in spaghetti and meatballs and some of these other comfort foods that actually give some physiological reactions that make us feel a little bit better?
Yeah, I think it's like, well, again, with the spaghetti and stuff, usually, I mean, most people's parents, you know, Americans had some version of that, you know. So tomato sauce, whether your parents did it well or not, or they got like Ragu or Prego out of a jar, I mean, it's still going to trigger some memories there. You know, as do the meatballs, whether it's like, you know, whether it reminds you of your grandparents' house or, you know, like a can of SpaghettiOs. Like, there's just something about it. Because just the way the pasta is when you load it up with cheese and you got meat, it's just like.
And I don't want to use it today, but I, when I see those meatballs, I instantly flash back to seeing that that green container of cellulose fibers sprinkling on the fake Parmesan cheese.
Oh my God, the Kraft shake cheese.
Yes.
Yeah, isn't that all from like World War I, like leftover or something?
I think so. Yeah.
Dehydrated cheese. Yeah, I still, you know, that kind of always freaks me out. As does any time like. You know, and like the pasta sauce, like Alfredo sauce on the shelf.
Yeah, right. How does that work?
I don't understand how that works. I mean, I guess it's kind of like buying Velveeta mac. I don't know. But which leads me to my next topic, which is mac and cheese, I think.
Yes. Yeah, and mac and cheese, and then I would line up right after that with a grilled cheese.
Yes, or maybe have both of them together.
Uh-huh, yes.
You know, it's like, yeah, mac and cheese and... For me, like, I'll go with the Kraft Blue Box just as easily as any kind of higher-end, quote-unquote, version of it. Like, to me, Kraft Blue Box is pretty perfect.
It is, but you like to add some things to it, right?
I do, or I generally make it with, like, you know, heavy cream or, you know, really good butter. I'll just usually add hot sauce these days, like... you know, adding some of those, actually getting some of those like frozen meatballs.
Oh, yeah.
Hot dogs, like Nathan's hot dogs. Delicious.
Yes. Yep. Sometimes I'll mix in, I like mixing in a little ham and broccoli sometimes.
Yeah. Broccoli's great. I like chopping it up. So it's almost like a broccoli cheddar soup pasta.
Mm.
You chop it up really fine, like Dana Carvey would say. You chop the broccoli.
Chopping broccoli.
Chopping broccoli. Yeah, I mean, mac and cheese and spaghetti and meatballs, those are definitely like American comfort foods. You know, going a little off the sort of that path, like for me, like pho, like Vietnamese noodle soup, I mean, that's like when I'm like really under the weather like that, I mean, as we talked about, like a big bowl of that is one of the most soul-satisfying things in the world to me. You know, you got your spicy broth, noodles, you know, meat. There's lots of herbs. So there's aromatics. It's not as heavy as like a ramen. Not as heavy as like a bowl of pasta. You know, that and then also like a lot of the Thai soups, like khao soi, like the really like kind of curry spiced soups.
Oh yeah, and if I've
some like braised beef in there.
And if it's a cold or something like that that I'm dealing with, yes, give me the spice, give me the heat.
Yeah, definitely get my nose running.
Mm.
And you know, again, we've talked about hot sauce, like that's a whole other topic, but like I think so yeah, there's those. I mean, God, comfort food, just like so many categories. I mean, where do you put like the cheeseburger in there? Like after like anytime after like a restaurant shift, or if I had a super long day, like there's this scene in like the movie State and Maine where William H. Macy is talking about how he just wants, it's like the scene where they accidentally miss the governor's wife's dinner.
Right.
And he's like, I just want to go to like a roadhouse and have like a burger and like a cheap bottle of red wine. And I'm just like, that to me always sounds good. Like sort of just like passable red wine with a big cheeseburger in some like tavern with a fireplace.
Mm. And I would put pizza in that grouping as well.
Well, yeah, pizza is a perennial. I mean, like I said, we're really, I mean, we could probably spend 6 episodes talking about comfort foods. I mean, yeah, pizza, obviously. And again, it's like sometimes when I'm looking for a comfort food element, like I'm going for like the House of Pizza style pizza, like the one you shake the Parmesan and chili flake on, more than I'm necessarily going for like a higher end or like complex sourdough, like Italian pizza.
Oh yeah, I don't want any kind of anything resembling gourmet pizza. In my case, give me my Pat's pizza with hamburger and green peppers and double dough.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. I'm not a big double dough guy, and I like the canned mushrooms and spicy sausage, hot sausage from Pat's.
Oh yeah,
that's my go-to. And I usually get to dip it in. I get some Thousand Island dressing rather than ranch, because why not?
Mm, I like that too.
Yeah, I mean, it's just taking it up a notch, you know. That's all. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I think ranch dressing in itself is a comfort food.
Now, do you ever get the old? I can't even remember the ranch in the packet, the little powder that you have to mix with sour cream.
Yes, the Hidden Valley party dip.
Yes.
Yeah, my parents pretty much exclusively serve that when they have their friends over to play cards. They get like the Hidden Valley party dip with like the Pepperidge Farm exclusive blend with like the butterfly crackers.
Oh, yes, yeah.
You know, maybe some Hickory Farm summer sausage. Some kind of pepperoni treat, some Cracker Barrel cheese, and Ruffles with the Hidden Valley. I love the Hidden Valley party dip. It's delicious. Like, to me, it's like, it's up there with Hell of a Good.
Oh.
It's like, you know, those little, I guess they're guilty pleasures. I don't really feel guilty about it, but yeah, there's nothing wrong with Hidden Valley party dip.
No, and you know, if I'm going down that road too, especially if it's, as you mentioned, if it's self-induced, yeah, then I might want to just get myself a big old bag of Lay's potato chips with, you know, Ruffles, and get that big old thing of Hell of a Good dip, buttermilk ranch.
Yeah. Or, oh, I like the French onion personally.
Oh,
like
yes.
That.
Yeah.
Whatever you're into, that's the thing. I mean, yeah. Like that, and which also leads me to the next comfort food, which is nachos. I mean, when do you not want to destroy a mountain of nachos? Even the worst places have generally, like, passable nachos, right? I mean,
it's hard to mess up nachos.
It's pretty much, it's a sin to mess up nachos. I mean, cause all it is cheese and chips and meat of some kind, really, and some kind of sauce and guac and sour cream. But, I mean, yeah, like, in terms of the king of the chip dishes, I got to go with nachos, especially with, I'm surprised we actually didn't talk about Super Bowl food, but I think that everything is kind of, they can all cross-pollinate.
Right. I mean, I was talking about this with somebody the other day. What's the ultimate Super Bowl snack. I say it's whatever makes you feel good, but clearly the wing, the buffalo wing, has got to be fairly high on that list.
Yeah, I think definitely wings. Any kind of finger, you know, egg rolls, you know, nachos, any kind of dip. I mean, that's the time to break out the Hidden Valley party dip. I find that I get so excited to eat it. If I go to a Super Bowl party, the minute I'm done eating, I lose complete interest in the game, and I usually go home early.
Right. I just want to take a nap. My wife likes, yeah. And again, it's like once a year, Super Bowl usually, or maybe one other occasion, she will make the little pigs in blankets.
Ooh, with the little smokies and the crescent rolls.
You better believe it.
The only way to make pigs in a blanket. Yeah, those and also the jalapeno popper, the jalapeno popper.
Oh, so good.
Are always, because it's usually that one friend that has like the thing he makes on the grill with like, it's like a popper, but it's wrapped in bacon and then it's deep fried. And it's like, I have a friend who does that. it's almost like a bacon wrapped scallop, but it's a bacon wrapped popper.
Mm.
It's pretty delicious. Yeah, I find that like Super Bowl parties, I really go for the gusto early, and I knock myself right out because I'm always really high. I get there and I'm like snacking, and then when they start serving things, I'm not even paying attention to the game. I'm just like, time to eat. Let's do this, and then I'm just like, this halftime show is crappy. I'm leaving.
Right. I'm never. It's rare that I eat anything in the second half because I have. I've been out there around the table and I'm stuffed by the time it's the second quarter and whatever team I'm pulling for is losing by two touchdowns.
Yeah, exactly. So it doesn't really matter. I think you know another when I'm needing like calories. And just like over the General Tso's chicken, I mean, or orange chicken or sesame chicken or any iteration of just chunks of breading and sweet sauce over fried rice with a side of egg rolls with the ubiquitous duck sauce.
I want the duck sauce and I want the hot mustard. I want them both.
Yeah, I like to mix those two together.
Mm.
And that's how I dip my egg rolls. And yeah, it's like. A lot of times if I, like, had the flu or whatever, the first time that I'm able to eat real food, like, I usually go for, like, takeout Chinese.
Yeah, and I don't want it too fancy either. I want it in paper cartons that I can either eat right out of them or maybe, if I'm fancy, dump it on a plate somewhere so I can heat it up later in the microwave.
Yeah, I always dump it on a plate because I like to mix it all together. I like that because I like the sauce to get all over the rice, which is not a remotely Chinese way of eating it, but... It's the American way.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Dump everything and mix it. But yeah, I think takeout Chinese is pretty high on that list. But again, it's like, God, we could go any direction with this. I mean.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'll take some takeout Mexican too. I'm okay with that if I'm feeling down.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing better than like, and again, going like, you know, fully American with it and getting like the chimichangas, the deep fried burrito.
Oh yes, please.
Like the guac and the, you know, and like the Mexican rice with the beans and like tons of hot sauce and yeah, all that stuff is just like, it's just delicious. I mean, there's a reason everybody's obsessed with it.
All right, now
at the same time, I'm doing a dinner tomorrow night in Bethel, and we're going to the other end of the spectrum, and we're doing a. Appetizers of caviar sandwiches.
Oh my goodness!
Which I serve on King's Sweet Hawaiian Roll.
Ooh!
With creme fraiche and a little chopped hard-boiled egg and chive and caviar.
Man, I was inspired by you. I bought some King's Hawaiian Rolls last week and have made a few little ham and cheese sliders with a little of the spicy brown mustard in there.
Yeah, those are good. Those rolls are. Pretty insane.
Oh,
I mean,
so good.
Like King's Hawaiian rolls. I mean, like, also, you know, any. I've talked about this before, but like, you know, any of your whether it's like Sapporo instant ramen, Campbell's soup, Progresso Italian wedding soup. I don't care what it is. I like to put so many Ritz crackers in it that the spoon stands up. So it basically becomes like Ritz porridge, and that to me is like. Is so delicious. I really can't get enough of it. It's like, I don't know. There's something about it.
Well, and that reminds me of another one, like when I was a kid, and even now, once in a while, sort of a snack comfort food is just a Ritz cracker with a little peanut butter on there.
Sure. Yeah, and if you want to get fancy, put some jelly or some Fluffernutter on there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's okay, yeah, too.
Ritz are a pretty perfect product the way they are, and they make everything better. Like I told you, I make my meatballs right now. I used to use breadcrumbs and Italian bread. Now I use Italian bread and Ritz crackers.
Oh, wow.
In my meatballs instead of the breadcrumbs, because I'm like, these are basically breadcrumbs. They're just more delicious.
That sounds fantastic. Yeah. Now, I have to ask, Rob Caldwell looks like he doesn't eat a lot of comfort food because the man is, God, I think he's older than me, and he is a lean, mean fighting machine. Did he mention any favorites?
He eats. Everything I like, he likes.
Oh, wow. Go Rob.
Yeah. he's pretty, he's on par, especially when we talk about things like, which, again, if you're from Maine, you got to bring up some fried seafood in there, fried scallops and fried clams with like a mason jar full of tartar sauce.
Yes, please.
Yeah, like that. I mean, I could, you know what's funny? I did not once this past summer get out to any of my Pine Point go-tos, which is kind of a shame. I don't know what I was doing. I think I was doing a lot of dinners, but that's my resolution this next summer is I'm going to eat fried seafood at least once a week.
All right. Well, I hope I can get together with you for one of those along the way.
Yeah. Admiral Riccio's platter.
Oh, that sounds good. Well, Joe, have a great weekend. Good luck with the dinner tomorrow night.
All right.
We'll catch you next Friday.
Why don't we just talk about this again next Friday?
I'm all over it. Let's part all two. Right. Part two next
okay.
week.
Part two. All right. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Joe. You too. Joe Riccio from Food Coma. Shut up and eat here on Downtown.